Parshas Pinchas. I'd like to discuss, Be'ezus Hashem, a very interesting topic, the source of which is in this week's parasha. In Perek Chof Zayin, Perek Tes, Posuk Tes Vov, the Torah writes as follows, Vaydaber Moshe El Hashem Leimor. Not Vaydaber Hashem El Moshe Leimor, but Vaydaber Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu addresses the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, he makes the following request. Yifkoid Hashem lekei aruchois lechol boso ish al ho'edo. Moshe Rabbeinu was requesting, before he passes away, can HaKadosh Baruch Hu please appoint somebody to be the ish al ho'edo, a leader of Klal Yisrael in place of Moshe Rabbeinu. What will his job be specifically? Asher Yetze Lifneim, Asher Yovei Lifneim. He was one who will take them out to battle, bring them back home from battle, and that way, Veloi Sia Adas Hashem, so that the nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not be Ketzoin Asha'in Lohem Roya, a flock of sheep with no shepherd. This was the request of Moshe Rabbeinu. Chazal discussed this, that Moshe Rabbeinu saw that this was a concern of his, not that he was about to pass away and it would be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's problem, as it were. No, Moshe Rabbeinu involved himself in this particular request, and he felt it incumbent on him to request of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to appoint a leader in his place. Now this opens up for us a whole topic, and we're going to discuss it a little bit tonight. The whole concept of appointing a leader, of appointing a rav, of a community, of a town, of a neighborhood. And it really starts with a line in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva, Perek Dalad, Halacha Beis. By way of introduction, before we get to this Rambam, we're going to be quoting Amit Hashem a tshuva which was written by the Maharitatz. The Maharitatz is an acronym for the Maharit Tzahalon. This tshuva was written approximately 500 years ago. So we're talking about a very, very early acharon. The particular shaila that he was addressing was as follows. We know that there are various obligations on members of a neighborhood, on members of a town. And it's up to those who are running the town. They are entitled and obligated to require everybody to participate in the needs of the neighborhood. So much so, even to the extent that they have to pay for it. So if it means knocking on people's doors and say, listen, you're a member of this neighborhood, and you have to pay for the following amenities, which will be to the benefit of all the local people, yes, there is a chiyuv like that. And the question that the Maharitatz was asked was, can you enforce, even at cost, everybody in a town to have to fund the wages of a local rav? That was the shaila. Or can people say that, no, I'd rather actually do without a rav? That was the shaila the Maharitatz was asked. Is there a din of koifin? Koifin means you would enforce. Would the town's organizers, the askonim, be obligated to require everybody to participate financially by funding the wages of a local rav? That was the shaila that the Maharitatz was asked. Now, in order to see his tshuva, we have to there first preface with the Rambam that we refer to. The Rambam talks about, in Hilchas Tshuva, as we'd expect, the halachas of tshuva. And he says, there are some activities, some averos, and some people for whom tshuva does not work. It's so severe that tshuva is not even an option. And the Rambam talks about this at great length. I want to just home in onto one particular phrase of the Rambam. A very scary phrase. The Rambam says, "Vahasoine es hatoichochos." Somebody who hates rebuke. Somebody who hates rebuke, tshuva will never be his thing. Why? Says the Rambam, because the whole function of rebuke is in order to be machzir the person b'tshuva. Why is it that this particular person is giving the teichocha in order to point out that you are committing averes? You are therefore obligated to be chozer b'tshuva, and he's having his eyes opened. And if he refuses to listen because he hates rebuke, he's too much of a balgaiva, then he'll never end up being chozer b'tshuva. These are the very frightening words of the Rambam. But then the Rambam continues and he says as follows, and I quote, V'chein kol hanavim. This was always the function, the mandate of the Nevi'im over the course of the generations. Hoychichu le'Yisrael. Their job was indeed to give teichocha to Klal Yisrael ad shechazru b'tshuva. And as we know, we have countless prokim in the Novi where the Nevuah is solely for the purpose of going to address Klal Yisrael on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be machzir them b'tshuva. That was their job, to give teichocha. Says the Rambam in conclusion, Lefichoch tzorich laha'amid b'kol kohol v'kohol miYisrael. Therefore, every individual nation, every single community in Klal Yisrael has to be ma'amid, has to appoint Chochom, Godoil, V'zokein, V'yorei Shomayim. A wise person, somebody who is of age, Yorei Shomayim, V'ohuv Lohem, critical criteria. It's got to be somebody who is loved by them. And what will his job be? Shiyehi Moichiach L'Rabim. His job will be to give Teichocha to the masses, U'machziron B'tshuva. So the Rambam is paskening l'halocha, every kahal, every community must appoint a person who is loved by the community, but he's wise, he's got several years behind him, he's a Talmud Chochem, he's a Yorei Shomayim, and his job, the Rambam talks about nothing else but to be Moichiach, the kahal, to be machzir them b'tshuva. Says the Rambam, and therefore, this particular person, therefore, who hates receiving rebuke, will never attend the Musar Shmuzen of the local Moichiach. And therefore, what will happen? He will forever remain stuck in a rut of his Averas, and he'll never be Chozer B'tshuva. By the way, when the Rambam lists for us those various criteria, that it's not just enough, for example, to have a Talmud Chochem, he has to be a Zokein. So we know, this is a throwback to the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Tanis talks about when there was no rainfall in Klal Yisrael and the Bezdin were Gozer a whole series of fasts. And it says there that they used to go out into the local town square. V'Zokein Shebohem. That's the words of the Mishnah. And that's l'chor the Makor of the Rambam. The Zokein Shabam, the one who was the elderly member of community, used to stand up and give them Musa. You remember what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said when it came to Nineveh, etc., etc., etc. Fascinatingly, I saw yesterday that in the Gemara in Brachos, we all know the famous story, we refer to it in the Leil HaSeder, Hare Ani Keben Shivim Shana. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, according to some opinions, when appointed, was only 18 years old. And yet, he said, I'm like 70, and we all know what Chazal tell us. A miracle occurred, his beard turned white. Why is that necessary? So the Maritz Chiyos, as one of the Mepharshim says, because it's critical that the person giving a Musa should be a Zokin. In the particular case of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, even though essentially he was not a Zokin, but at least he had that appearance. Says the Maritz Chiyos, that again is a Makor for the Rambam. That's how the Rambam knew that the Mechiach, the one who's giving the musar, should be a zakein. Either way, the Rambam is telling us a phenomenally important halacha, that there is an obligation in every community to appoint somebody who will give them teichocha. That way, there will be chayza b'tshuva. If somebody's not interested in being chayza b'tshuva, he'll never attend the musar shmuzen, he'll never be chayza b'tshuva. Now let's come back to our tshuva in the Maharitas. He says, I was asked, Ha'im koifin b'nei ha'ir. Are the local townspeople allowed and obligated to enforce every single member of the community to fund a chacham who will come to town, and his job will be lifreish lohem al pi Hashem, lahafrish oisam me'isura, to explain to them what's right, to explain to them what's wrong, ulahoy chicham, and to give them teichacha? What's the problem? So they wrote to the Maharitatz and they said, well, ki yesh b'nei adam, there's some people, mesarvim, they're refusing. We don't want a rov. Or at least, we don't want to pay for a rov. Ve'einom chafetzim loseis memoinom. They don't want to contribute their money for this. It's bad enough to have a rov, but to have to pay for it as well. That was the shaila of the Maharitatz. So the Maharitatz quoted the Rambam that we just mentioned. Kostav ho Rambam lefichoch tzorech lahamid v'kol kohol v'kol. Says the Maharitatz, there's one critical word in the Rambam, and you know what that word is? Tzorech lahamid. What does tzorech mean? Tzorech does not mean it's an eitzah tova. It would be a recommendation. It would be a worthwhile investment. Tzorich means it's absolutely necessary. Says the Rambam, says the Maharitatz, ubavadai. If the Rambam writes, tzorich mashma shekoifin oleho. Yes, this is something that you have to enforce, shehu tzorich. If there is no local rov for this particular community, then the town organizers, the local askonim, must enforce every person in the community to have to fund the wages of a rov to give them teichocha in order to be machzir them b'tshuva. Says the Maharitatz, and of course this is why we're discussing it now. He says, look what Moshe Rabbeinu did just before he passed on. And he said, Hoyil va'ani niftar min ha'olam, said Moshe Rabbeinu, because I'm about to now depart from this world, Har'eini, show me HaKadosh Baruch Hu Odom Ne'emon. Show me the person who is trustworthy, Sheyamoid al Yisrael. The Maharitatz is very Marich, and he talks about, he quotes a Medrash, that when it came the time for Moshe Rabbeinu actually to pass away, Moshe Rabbeinu was engaged in a whole debate with the Malach HaMavis and beseeched him not to take his life. And Moshe Rabbeinu had several tainas why he needs in fact to remain alive. But after all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, your time has come. Said Moshe Rabbeinu, that's true, but I have one remaining last taina. V'achar shenotzcho HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, was victorious. In other words, he dismissed all of Moshe Rabbeinu's tainas. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, but adayin yeshli, I've got one last excuse, one last taina. What is that? You cannot possibly take me from this world. Ad boy chalifosi, until my replacement is here. Ad she'toymar li, until you tell me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, eize odom, which person will it be? Will be in charge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in charge of Klal Yisrael. Says the Maharitatz, you see that Moshe Rabbeinu Kaviyochel was bargaining, demanding of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that Klal Yisrael cannot be left without a leader. So much so that as long as they don't have a leader, says Moshe Rabbeinu, you cannot take me from this world. Because if you take me from this world, Klal Yisrael will be bereft of their leader, they will be a tzayin, asher ein lohem roya, and that cannot be. Says the Maritatz, now in his concluding line, the most staggering thing, and I quote, because it's so unbelievable. He says, you see from over here, you see from the Rambam, who said that every community has to appoint a leader, you see from Moshe Rabbeinu how important this is. Says the Maritatz, so listen to these words, you'll hardly believe it. The Koroiv Be'enai Loimar. Says the Maritatz, it would appear to me, Shekol Eido V'Kahal Mi'Yisrael, any community in Klal Yisrael that does not appoint for themselves a leader, Harehu Ka'oiver Belav. He has been over an Isser Do'iraisa. Why? Which lav? V'loi tie adas Hashem ketzoin asher ein lohem roya. A staggering thing to write. Moshe Rabbeinu was not requesting, he was demanding. Klal Yisrael must not be left without a leader. Says the Maritatz, it would appear to me that if there's a community that does not appoint a leader, it's not just unfortunate, they are oiver an isur d'oiraisa of being a tzoyin asher ein lohem roya. You are not allowed to be a flock of sheep without a shepherd. Says the Maritatz, well, I think I've answered therefore your question. Is there a din kfir? Are you allowed to enforce financial obligations to bring a rov? Absolutely you are. Failure to do so would mean that you're being over an isur do'iraisa. In another tshuva, the Maritatz was asked the exact same question, presumably by a different kehila. And he says, there is a gemara. When you build your town, you have to know how do you go about constructing your town, your city. So you look in the Gemara. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, there are 10 things which if they are missing from a local town, you're not allowed to live there. And one of them is doctor. One of them is a bezdin. Says the Maritatz, you see quite clearly, if there's no bezdin, you're not allowed to live in a town like that. What does that mean, a bezdin? A bezdin is the rov, the leader we were just talking about. And he says, therefore, this is minhag Yisrael. This has always been the way. Bechol tfutzois hagoyle. Talks about Gola specifically. Lohovi rav. To bring a rav. To bring a leader. And if that's the minig, that's the chiyuv. Yes, you can absolutely enforce the local townspeople to have to pay up for this. And once again, he quotes the Rambam. Quotes the Rambam, Sorich Lahamid. So you see from his Maritatz that he takes the parasha in this week's Sedra so seriously that it's not just of historical interest that Moshe Rabbeinu requested or demanded that a new leader be appointed, but rather it is of halachic significance. It's an absolute chiv to appoint a leader in every community. So much so, said the Maritatz, if you don't do so, you are over an Isur Da'iraisa. Let me quote for you the words of the Heilige Chofetz Chaim. Where is this Chofetz Chaim to be found? It's actually a sif in Shulchan Aruch. What's the halacha, asks the Shulchan Aruch, and this is quoting a Tshuvas HaRosh, if the community only have enough money to pay either for a Rav or a Shliach Tzibur? You have to remember, of course, in the times of the Rishonim, the Shliach Tzibur was not like nowadays. Nowadays we all know how to daven, and we all daven from a Siddur. But in those days, people did not know how to daven, and there was no Siddur, so the Shliach Tzibur was exactly that. He was the Shliach of the Tzibur, an extremely important function. We cannot fund both. It's either going to be a Rav or a Shliach Tzibur, says the Shulchan Aruch. If you find a Rav, Muvuk, the Godel B'Toira, Uboki Bohiro, he has the ability to pasken shailas, who koidem. Then that takes precedence. Says the Chofetz Chaim in the Biur Halacha then Shulchan Aruch Siman Nun Gimel Mizeh Yira. From over here you see Goidel Hachiyuv, the tremendous obligation on every town to appoint for themselves a Rav. And he says how terrible and frightening it is. How frightening it is. How frightening it is, he says, to see that there's some communities. She'ein lohem rav. How can it be that there's some communities that have not appointed for themselves a rav? The avoin gadol hu, says the Chofetz Chaim, it's a terrible aveira, it's a travesty. He says, how on earth are they going to know Hilchas Shabbos? What about Hilchas Yom Tov? What about Hilchas Pesach, Hilchas Tvila B'mikva, Hilchas Nidwa, etc., etc., etc.? V'soif Dovo, he says, you know what happens to a community like that? The town just goes midechi ledechi, which means from rung to rung in a downward direction. She'ein lohem moira u'manik chas v'sholem, they will inevitably end up being nichshal in Hilchas Shabbos. They will end up eating chometz on Pesach umi yoideya. And who knows how many isurim chayvei krisus chas v'sholem they will end up being over. Frightening words of the Chofetz Chaim. I saw a fascinating tshuva. There was a very great Talmud Chacham in America, United States, Rabbi Menashe Klein. And he has tshuvas called Mishnah Halachis. And he has a tshuva there, very, very fascinating. Should a Rav answer shailas on a telephone? Or, maybe the other way around, should people be asking shailas by phone? Now, of course, he writes in the opening line, obviously, it goes without saying that there are, of course, situations where you have no choice, an urgent shaila, you've got to pick up the phone, you need an immediate answer. He's not talking about that. He's talking about on a regular basis. My Rav is the local Kav Halacha. You call up 24/7. Whichever Rav happens to be sitting at the end of the phone, I don't know him, he doesn't know me. Is that acceptable practice? He has a lengthy tshuva and he says, Chas v'sholom. And he lists five reasons, but one of which is negeah to us. And he says, if this becomes common practice, do you know what will happen? If everybody starts asking shailas over the phone, al yedei zeh, through this, goyrem lebnei Yisrael, that will cause people to live in places where there's no rov. Va'asur leben Yisrael lodur b'mokoyim she'en shom meirohiro. If the rov has to be local, then the rov has to be local. And if it's perfectly acceptable just to ask your shailas on a frequent basis over the phone, so I can call a Rav in Australia, I can call him in the North Pole as well. Why do I need a Rav who's local? He quotes the Rambam that we mentioned before. Every community has a Rav, and he finishes off and he says, V'ashrei mi sheyochoy lehizohir. He's addressing the Rav. He says, Ashrei the Rav who's able loy lahoshev she'elois al ha-telephone. Again, of course, there are situations where there is no choice. But if there is a choice, then absolutely, says the Mishnah Halachas, it is not lechatchila. It is not lechatchila. This whole concept of having a Rav, of appointing a Rav, of not living in a town where there's no Rav. Let me just quote for you a Yesoid Godoil of the Mir Rosh Hashiva of Chaim Shmulevitz Zechet Tzadik Levrocha. Because the Gemara tells us in a number of places that if somebody is Moire Halocha Bifnei Rabbi, if a Talmud paskens the Shaila in the presence of his Rebbe, that's considered a terrible Aveira and is Chayav Misa. In fact, the Gemara says, according to one opinion, that's why the sons of Aaron HaKohen passed away, because they paskened the shaila in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. I think we all know the story in Brochus, Daf Lamed Aleph on the base, where Shmuel, as a young child, Shmuel HaNovi, was brought to the Beis HaMikdosh. Eli HaKohen, the God Lador, there was a korban that was going to be sacrificed, and Eli said, let's look for a Kohen to be Sheikhet, the korban. And little Shmuel HaNovi, as a young child, says, one moment, you don't need a Kohen, because Shechita is Kshero Bazar. Even a non-Kohen can shech the korban Pesach. Eli HaKohen, it's can shech the korban. Eli HaKohen says, you're 100% right, but because you are Meira Halacha Bifnei Rabboi, you're Chayev Misa. Why is this considered so severe? To be Meira Halacha Bifnei Rabboi, why is that considered so severe? Death penalty? So at face value we would say, because it's a Bizoyan to the Rav, it's not considered covered to the Rav. Ruchaim Shmulevitz in his immense Goinus brings proofs that it's nothing to do with that. His greatest proof, listen to this absolute Goinus. Remember, the end of Parashas, Emor, or Baal Oischa, where it says there were those who spoke non-respectfully about Moshe Rabbeinu. So Yeshua ben Nun said to Moshe, Adoini Moshe, Kloim, wipe them out. And the Gemara says he was Meira Alocha Bifnei Rabboi. One second. Was he coming to be Mevaze, his Rebbe Moshe Rabbeinu? To the contrary, he was coming to stand up for his honor. And yet you see that he was still considered guilty of being Meira Alocha Bifnei Rabboi. Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, therefore it cannot be that being Meira Alocha Bifnei Rabboi is considered so severe because it's a bizoyan to the Rav, not because of the bizoyan. Yeshua was not coming to be Mevazim Moshe Rabbeinu, he was coming to be Mechabadim, and he was still considered guilty of being Meir Alocha Bifnei Rabbi. So what indeed is the nature of this Avir? Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, a Meir Diki Yesod, because Chazal tell us that just like a bird cannot fly without wings, so too, Klal Yisrael cannot function without their Zakenim, without their leaders. If you take the wings off a bird, the bird will not be able to fly. Is that a punishment? That's not a punishment, that's a reality. A bird, by definition, is a creature that flies. Take away its wings, it cannot fly, it's no longer a functioning bird. Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, if the Medrash has compared that to our Zakenim, that means Klal Yisrael Metzius is by having leaders, by having Zakenim, and without which you are undermining the Metzius of Klal Yisrael. By being Moira Alocha Bifnei Rabboi, that's not just an issue of disrespect to the Rav. If that was the issue, the Rav could forego. The Rav could be Meichel. You wouldn't be Chayev Misa. Rather, by being Meira Alocha Bifnei Rabboi, you are undermining the Metzias, the reality of Klal Yisrael. The bird has its wings, Klal Yisrael has its leaders, and without which they do not exist. Such that if you're Meira Alocha Bifnei Rabboi, the Rav cannot be Meichel. It's not his honor that's been affronted, but rather it's the existence of Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah through a Rav. Moshe kibel Torah misina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give us Torah directly. That has always been and will always be the basic surah of Klal Yisrael, Rav to Talmud, Rav to Talmud. And it cannot exist in any other way. And if you are mevatel the koyach of the Rav by paskening shailas in front of him, then you should know you are undermining the existence of Klal Yisrael. That's why it's considered so severe. And now, of course, we understand why. to appoint a Rav in the first place is not just an Eitzah Tova. That is the absolute essential tsura of Klal Yisrael. So much so, I saw in the Chut HaMashulash. The Chut HaMashulash is the biography of the Chassam Sofer, and there is a letter written by the Chassam Sofer. There was a town that clearly underwent a lot of difficulties, and they wrote to the Chassam Sofer, "What have we done to deserve this?" And he wrote back and he says, "Because the Gemara tells us you're not allowed to live in a town where there's no doctor." Says the Chassam Sofer, "Do you know what that means, doctor? Not just refuas haguf, but also refuas hanefesh. Your town does not have a doctor, meaning there's no rov. A rov is a doctor. One has a physician whose job is to look after the physical well-being of all of his patients, and then you have a rov, and his job is to look after the spiritual well-being. He's also a roife. And if it says you must not live in a town without a roife, that means you must not live in a town without a rov." He said, "That's why your town has undergone terrible difficulties. There is no rov to give you teichacha. So who has to give you teichacha? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why he sent you all of these nisyonos. If only you would get yourself a rov, everything would be just fine." Let me just finish with two wonderful stories. One concerns Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, who himself went to a town in Europe to be accepted as a rov of the town. He arrived in the town and for some reason the appointment was not forthcoming. One of the elders of the town approached Rabbi Yaakov and said, "I'll be very honest with you. The people here in the town, they want a rov. They do want to appoint a rov. The problem is, neither do we have a rov, nor do we have a doctor in town. We don't have a rov and we don't have a doctor. And we cannot organize both, and we don't know what to do. That's why your appointment has not happened yet." So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said, "Listen, the actual Shaila, you should ask the Gadol HaDor, the Kovner of Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan Spector." But said Rabbi Yaakov, "If you're asking me, I'll tell you exactly what you should do. You should bring a Rav. Do you know why? Because you're not allowed to have a town without a doctor. So if you appoint a Rav, you can be rest assured that the Rav will ensure that the town brings a doctor. But if you appoint a doctor, the doctor will not ensure that the town will bring a Rav." The Goyness of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Appoint a Rav, he'll bring a doctor. Appoint a doctor, he won't bring a Rav. The final story concerns the great Ponovitcher Rav. Rabbi Yosef Kahaneman, as a young bocher, wanted to get accepted to the great yeshiva of Telz. The Rosh Hashiva was the Goyen HaGadol, Rabbi Eliezer Gordon. The yeshiva was in such high demand that the policy of the yeshiva was they only accept one bocher per city, per town. That's the quota. Every town and city across Europe wanted to send their bocher into Telz. It was untenable. One bocher per town. Problem was, the young Yosef Kahaneman, destined to be the great Ponovitcher Rav, in his town, there was already a bocher enrolled in the Telz yeshiva. Which means the quota had been taken up and he couldn't apply for the yeshiva. But his father was determined that he should be accepted to the Telz yeshiva. So he says, "I have a great idea. Just outside our town, there's a little dorf." Dorf means a tiny little village, a few houses, the way it was described, a few people, a number of Jews, and a few horses and cows. That's all there is. In that town, there's certainly no bocher who's yet been enrolled in the yeshiva. So his father sent his young son to this little dorf, and he found some small room, and that's where he lodged. Okay, I'm now a member of a different city. Off he went to the yeshiva of Telz, and he speaks to the Rosh Hashiva of Eliezer Gordon, "I'd like to be enrolled in your yeshiva." One moment, says the Rosh Yeshiva, don't you come from this city? We have a bacha from that city already. He says, no. I come from a different city, actually. It's this little dorf, a village called such and such. Said Reb Leizer Gordon, tell me one thing. Who's the Rav in this little village? Said the Ponovitch, a Rav, Reb Yosef Kahneman, there isn't a Rav. Says the Reb Leizer Gordon, well, if there's no Rav, then it's not a city. A city without a Rav is not a city. Our policy is to accept one bocha per city, but it's got to be a city. And if there is no Rav, then it is no city. Al kol ponim v'ofen, all of this, of course, is all based on our parasha. Moshe Rabbeinu requests, or in fact demands, that he cannot possibly leave this world until HaKadosh Baruch Hu has appointed his replacement. And the Mahari Tatz sees in that a timeless lesson, that if any community does not appoint a Rav, they are over an Isur Do'iraisa of being a Tzoyin Asher Ein Lohem Roya. Based on our parasha, and based on the Rambam that we quoted, every community has to appoint a Rav. Chas v'sholem, not to have one, the significance of which we saw both in the Rambam. The leader of the town, of the community, is the one who is appointed to give Teichocha and be Machzir then b'tshuva. But as we saw fundamentally, as the Mira Rosh Yeshiva explains, that has always been the basic and fundamental tsura of Klal Yisrael. Our Rav is not a telephone. Our Rav is a human being, a zokin, a chochem, and without him, we are like a bird without wings. If you're Moira Alocha Befnei Rabbi, it's not just an issue of being Mevazah the Rebbe. It's far more serious than that. You are undermining the fundamental tzura of Klal Yisrael. This has always been and always will be to be a tzoyin asher yesh lohem roya, and not chas v'sholem to be a tzoyin asher ein lohem roya. Wish everybody a good Shabbos.